I'm getting ready to quote
Luke 6:38. Anybody know it? Anybody want to quote it with me? Give, and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For whatever you give out shall be measured back to you. Give.
God has set up a system.
God has set up a program, a cycle. He set it up. And if you follow it, it will bless you. You always be blessed. You always be taken care of. God set it up. God set it up. And so it can't be broken. Matter of fact, if you try to mess with it, you'll die. He set it up. Given it shall be given. Or in other words, I like to use this illustration. Receive, release. God is the giver. He starts off giving. And it's kind of like breathing. Inhale. God gives us the air. You receive. Exhale. You release. Inhale. Receive. Release. God blesses us. And he set a cycle there. I give. You receive. You give. Give and it shall be given. There's a cycle. You give. He gives. You give. He gives. You give. Give and it shall be given. There's a cycle set up. You ever, you saw it on TV or whatever, you know, they do the little show, you know, somebody grabbed somebody's nose and mouth covered up and they can't breathe. And then they say on average about 3 minutes, if I got you, if I hold you, you're gone. If you can't receive, you're out of here. If you can't get it out, you're out of here. God put it in our bodies. And he put it in our lives. There's a cycle. Give. Receive. He gives. We receive it. We release it. Receive. Release. Give. Right understanding. Now, me and God was having a conversation. Well, really, I was running my mouth. All right. And so we were talking. And I was venting. This week, I was venting. Good morning. Oh, my goodness. Hey! These are old people. These are old friends. And I know them from long. Matter of fact, they live in Chicago. I'll never go there again. So, but they. Hey, I love you guys. Anyway, I was venting. Now, I don't know if you've ever vented before. You know, I'm not looking for, an answer. I don't want no, I don't want you to straighten me out or anything. I'm just trying to get stuff off my chest. You know, I got something on me and I'm trying to get it. So I was venting to God. I was just letting it go. And so God was listening. And here's what I was venting about. About the end of January to about around April, I kind of get a little pissed off. All right, now, and I'm venting. Okay, can I vent? I'm just venting. I don't want you to answer me. All right, don't just say, "Ben, let me talk to you." I don't want to talk to you. All right, I'm just venting. All right, but I've been here close to 20 years. With the Father's house, it started in 2000. Been giving. Been helping people. For years. I'm not looking for any props. I hadn't done anything. You don't know who I give to. I don't tell people and all that stuff. But been giving, been helping people. Thousands of them. Helping people for years. Doing it. Not one, not two, not three, not four. Years. And about this time, and people call me, that, it's a crisis, whatever. Hell, no problem. If I got it, I will do it. And about this time, usually, you know, people get their tax return, they get a blessing. And the people who I have helped, and I, again, I'm not trying to, Van don't mean nothing. Okay, Van is stupid. Okay, I'll just put it like that. Van don't mean nothing. I'm just thinking. Van ain't nothing special. They'll get their tax on maybe $1,000, maybe a couple thousand, maybe more. You know, I never seen them. And they could, I'm thinking, just 10%, just $100 or $200. Give back. Because God has set up, we just talked about, a cycle. A system. Receive, release. Inhale. Exhale. If you don't do it, you die. I set up a system. I set up a system so that you can be blessed and you can be a blessing too. And so, every time about this year, you know, you'll see, I'll see the people. They'll pass by me, got a new ride, got new clothes, got new, and I'm not mad. I'm, you know, no issue, ain't got no problem. I'm just saying, there's a cycle. God has set it up. Give and it shall be given. He set this thing up. And if you're poor, I set up a cycle, a system to bless you so that you never go without it. So that you'll be a blessing. And I'll bless you. I set it up. And so sometimes I get pissed and I'm like, man. So I'm doing this. Me and God, we're talking. Okay? Y'all just listen, okay? Don't say nothing, all right? Don't look at me all crazy like that, all right? I'm just letting it out. And I'm thinking, man, poor don't understand there's a system that God has set up to bless. And then, because we live in Pauly's Island, I don't know if y'all know it or not, but there's some rich people here. And you gotta understand, even though you might be rich on earth, you ain't nothing in comparison to God. Jesus is really rich. Heaven is really rich. Let me explain. Because if you live down here on earth, you might be a Bill Gates, or you might be a Warren Buffett, you might be a Donald Trump, you might have billions, but you ain't rich compared to God. Because if you were rich, you'd have enough money to make sure there's no pain. Heaven ain't got no pain in it. Heaven ain't got no sadness in it. Heaven ain't got no tears. Heaven ain't got no death. That's rich. So if you were all that, and I live in Pauly's Island, I live around the wealthy people, and they got problems. They got pain, they got trouble, they got kids who crazy. If you had much money, hey, my kid is perfect. And I've been with them. And I'll get with them. And they're going through stuff. And over the years, I've talked to them and ministered to them and encouraged them and get them to have faith in God and believe in the God who can give you love and joy and peace in the midst of all this stuff. And they'll receive it. And they'll say, God, thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. And again, Van is stupid. Van ain't nothing. And I don't see them. They'll wave, hey, how you doing? I'm doing good. Don't see him. Don't even come around. Have gifts, have abilities, have talent. Don't even touch him. And I ain't got a problem with it. I'm just saying. I was just venting, Lord. And I'm doing this. All right, I'm venting. I'm talking to the Lord, and I'm like, this is what's happening, God. This is what's going on. And so God started messing with me. And he gives me, you know, and again, for those of you who don't know, I'm a football player, so I'm a little slow. Got hit a lot in the head, so God has to use illustrations to me. So he gave me three pictures, three scenes, three beaches. The first beach, I saw it. And I saw people. And some were in the water, and some were on the beach. And those in the water were dead, and those on the beach were dead. And they were rich and they were poor. I saw a second beach. Some were in the water, and some were on the beach. Rich and poor. Some in the water, or those in the water were dead, and those on the beach were dead. I saw a third beach. Those in the water were living, jumping up and down, laughing, having a good time. You know, kids would take them to the pool or out, you know, out in the beach, and they just, ah! And they were having a good time. I saw the people on the beach. They were having a good time. Ah! And they were living. And God said, which one do you want? Which beach do you want to go to? Okay, he's talking to me. Okay, this is in his conversation. He's talking to me. He said, man, which one you want to go to? And I'm like, duh. I'm in my mind. I didn't, you know, mess with God like that. But I'm like, duh. What do you think? I mean, I want to. And so God started blessing me. He said, Van, I need you to stay right. I need you to keep yourself centered on my side, on what I have given. I have set up a system, and I need you to stay focused on it. I don't need you to stay focused on anything else. If you stay focused on that system, that beach that you want to be at will be yours. Let me explain the first two. The first one was a beach called Pride. Pride says I. Pride will make you say no to God. Pride will make you say, God, I don't want to receive what you have for me. I don't want it. I don't want it because, well, I'm scared, or I know you're going to make me do something I don't want to do. Intimidated, you know. I don't know what you're going to do. Remember in the Bible, there's a story in there about Jesus comes into the town, and there's a man with all these demons, and he casts all the demons out. The demons going through the thing, and the demons running through the wood. And you would think the people would say, Jesus, stay here with us. I don't know if y'all checked that story out. They were like, you need to get out of here. I don't know what you're doing, but I don't want it. Pride would make you tell God no. I don't want to receive what you have. I don't know if you know that when God breathes and you say, you have a gift, you're receiving his gifts that you have. I have the gift. One of my gifts is encouragement. To lift people up. I'm a cheerleader. I make people feel better. That's what I do. I love. There's been times I've said, God, I don't feel like doing that. Don't want that. Cut yourself off. Pride will make you do that. Pride will make you say, I have a gift, I have something, but I don't want to. It makes a little bit of sense. And so God was dealing, he said, man, be careful. Be careful. You don't become prideful. You don't begin to say, oh, God, don't you use somebody else, Lord. Don't use me. Because you have been breathing on me, and I have been able to breathe on them. And in my mind, I'm kind of getting, I'm bent out of shape, and I'm thinking about cutting this off. And God said, stay focused. The vanity ain't about you. It's about me breathing. You ain't got nothing anyway. You never did have nothing. I created you. Yeah, like it's yours. Be careful. Pride makes you just. The second beach was selfishness. Some people, I mean, they good at receiving. They'll just take anything you give. What do you got to give for me? What do you want? Coupon? Wait, what you got for me? Got some tickets? What? And they're good at receiving, but they ain't good at releasing. And a lot of times he can walk. Dan, he's talking to me. You can get bent out of shape. You know, I gave to them and I've been helping them and they haven't helped me back or they haven't noticed me and they haven't done anything. And so you can start to kind of, I'm not going to release my blessing, what I've received to anybody. And so God was talking to him. He's like, Van, you got to release. If you don't, you become selfish. And I don't care if you're mad. I don't care if you're upset. I really don't care about all that. I don't care if they did or they didn't. Whatever. What I want you to understand, there's a system I set up. Receive, release. And if you fall, if you use that system, you're blessed. If you don't, you're going to die. Spiritually, you'll die. And I want to have joy. I like that last speech where they were jumping up and down and laughing and having fun. And woo! I want that. And so, God was just dealing with me. And he was just saying, Van, understand. I don't care what anybody does. I don't care what you do, what you don't do. You get in this system. Receive from me. The gifts that I've given to you, receive it and release it. What has God given you? What has God given you? What are you good at? Are you releasing it? You receive it, release it. Sometimes you say, well, I'm not worthy, or I'm scared, and so you don't want to receive from God. Let that go. Whatever God has for you, receive it. And whatever God gives to you, release it. Give and shake it. Give it. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. But what you give out is coming back. Does that make sense? A little bit of sense. And so God was straightening me out. You know, I was venting and he got me right. You know, I got it. I love Jesus. He's an awesome teacher. He's the best teacher I've ever known. And he straightened me out. He said, Van, keep doing what you're doing. You'll be blessed. Amen?
Amen.
Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. You're an awesome God. You care for us. Thank you for setting up a system that we can't lose if we just trust you. Father, I pray for people that they will receive from you their gift, Father, and they will release their gift and to be a blessing. Father, that's what you sent us here to do. Thank you for that. Father, thank you for each person here. Thank you for this day. We love you in Jesus' name.
Hey, be blessed.